Welcome back to the Dabpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman. Today we're going to talk about the laws of attraction a little bit and what we're attracting to our lives and to our businesses that really have been the outstanding keys as we move through our day-to-day, right? And, as I stay positive and live in this positive realm, right, I started to really attract more positive clients, right, and more fun-filled, happy clients. And man, that's such a big deal. As I'm going through my life as a general contractor, I've ran across a lot of clients, a lot of different people in this world that need stuff done. A lot of people, want to get stuff done at a cost, right? And have that champagne taste with that beer budget. You guys got that champagne taste with that beer budget? You know, I've lived my life on that scale before, but that was also when I didn't think of money as just a tool. It's just a tool to get me from one positive to the next, right? But as I go through and really start taking off on my business, it's taken me a long time to get here. We're almost, this month will be 5 years, and it's been quite a ride. But when I started, I was so hungry that I didn't choose the positive clients. The jobs chose me, right? I put a bid out on every single job that I came across. And if I got it, great. If I didn't, I really beat myself up about it, right? But I never chose the clients, right? Like I said, the jobs always chose me. And that really hurt me in my life, because I have intuition when it comes to certain things, right? And it's really helped me out with my life. But when I don't listen to it, it's held me back and hurt me in so many ways, because I've got into, projects with the nitpickers and the folks that want to agree to a contract and then want to negotiate at the end, right? We're always going to have nitpickers, and I pride myself on my quality, right? So I'm really honestly the biggest nitpicker in my company, right? But it's hard to have that balance, right? So as I get through there, and I wasn't always the nitpicker, right? And that had a lot to do with me putting down the booze and really starting to care for my life a little bit more and seeing further past, just the day-to-day and how long do I have to be here on this customer client's home until I get to be released to go to the bar or wherever I was heading to have that next drink, right? And so now that I've really started caring more of my customers, my clients, and put that stuff aside, right? Those distractions, right? We all have distractions, and as old Jim Rohn would say, when you're working, work. When you're playing, play, right? Don't be at the beach thinking about work, right? Don't be out playing with your family thinking about work. And then vice versa. Don't play at work, right? Don't be at work somewhere else, being on the beach with your family. Yeah, we all want to play with our family every day, but there's a time and a place, right? And that's part of that time management stuff that we'll get into as we journey down these roads, right? But when you're at work, right, really focus on the task at hand. It's gonna get us so much further as we move through. It's got me so much further as I've moved through, right? And so as I do that, and now, you know, we're totally off topic, right? We're going for the laws of attraction, right? Now we're talking about don't work or don't play at work and don't work while you're supposed to be playing, right? Separate the two, right? But the laws of attraction, right, are so powerful. Rather you believe in them or not, right, we're attracting everything to our life every day. From what we decide we want to, you know, do throughout our day, you know, and the choices that we have and the choices we make to, you know, where we're going to lay our head at night, right? And there's so much in this attraction process, and I get overwhelmed with it, right? With trying to attract the good and the positive in my life and not letting the negative in and really letting me go chase it down the rabbit hole, right? And just one problem to the next, and thinking about how I'm going to pay that bill or how I'm going to complete this job in a timely manner, right? And I tell you from experience, it all works itself out. It all has a way of working itself out. And when I stopped worrying so much about the stuff that I don't really know about, the future, right? That's when I started really living and really living for the day to day and, you know, making my goals. And if I didn't get somewhere towards my goal today, right? Well, there's always tomorrow, but it's still something that weighs on me, right? It holds me back. And then I just waste more time, right, on thinking about why I wasn't able to get to my specific task for the day. And I attract more of that negative upon my life. So I really don't want you guys to have to do that, right? Stop worrying about the small things. Don't sweat the small stuff. You know, don't overthink it. It will work itself out. And as we move through our life, it works itself out. As long as you stay positive and stay on that right track and are making good decisions, we have to make good decisions. I've made some really crummy decisions and they've haunted me for years, right? And it wasn't until I looked back and I let that stuff go that I was able to free my mind a little bit, you know, and really quiet my mind and not live with that regret, right? Because that's not a place where I wanted to be, and it was holding me back, and I didn't even know I was doing it. And that's the biggest thing, guys, is most of us don't even know we're doing it because we're not aware. We're not aware of our thoughts. We're not that deep into our heads, right? And if you let somebody talk down to you the way you talk down to yourself, what would you do? You would shun them. You wouldn't be friends with them. You wouldn't call them, right? Well, we can't get away from ourselves, right? But we can change our thought process. And it's a work in progress, and it's something that it's going to take constant practice in constantly being aware, right, and not letting yourself go, right? We have thousands and thousands of thoughts a day, and some of them we chase, and some of them we let go, right? We need to chase the good ones, and we need to let go of the bad ones, because as life goes on, right, you can chase and you can waste that time chasing those bad thoughts and chasing those things that are out of your control, right? Your girl or your husband or your man or whatever, they did some bad things, right? And you can hold on to that stuff, and it can really put a damper on your thought process and everything else in your life as long as you hold on to it, right? Let it go. People aren't perfect. We all make mistakes, right? if they're willing, you know, to say sorry, be willing to forgive them, right? Some people don't deserve to be forgave, but if they don't, then just cut them off. Don't hold on to that of why they don't deserve to be forgiven, right? Because that's just weighing down on you. Really, they don't probably care, right? And that's a harsh pill to swallow, you know, but it's the truth. This world doesn't care, right? If you want to sit there and dwell and have a pity party, nobody's going to stop you, right? Nobody's going to come tell you it's okay, right? Because it's not. You need to move past it and only you. And when I say you, I mean me, you know, and us, right? But we need to move past it, because if we let that stuff control us, all that's going to do is attract more negative to our lives. You know, if you truly believe everybody's out to get you, right? Guess what? You're going to attract people to you that are really out to get you. So flip the script. Believe that people are good, right? Even if they're not, believe they're good, and you'll attract good people because of the energy you're putting out there. And so, but that's it for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you're still with me. Please leave me a rating on iTunes, right? This is how we get out there. This is how me and the rest of the podcast world and the podcasters in this world, they get out there. We thrive on ratings, right? We thrive on subscriptions, right? If you think this can help somebody, share it with them, right? Because, you know, the more I get out there, the more I can help. The more, if I'm helping you, please help me. All right. Have a wonderful day, guys, right? Stay positive. Keep smiling. This is the Dadpreneur Show. Come on back for more. Have a fabulous day.